Welcome to Dear Wallflower, your podcast advice column for the woman who desires to deepen and beautify her inner world. With every episode, I, along with frequent guests and experts, will answer a letter from listeners just like you who are looking for insight and wisdom on the most pressing questions in their story right now. Make sure to stick around until the end for recommendations on books, movies, music, lifestyle, beauty, and more. I'm so glad you're here. Grab a cup of tea and come on in. Welcome, dear listeners, to this episode of Dear Wallflower, a podcast for the woman with a deep inner world. I am your host, Kelia Clarkson. I am an actress, writer, and the editor-in-chief of Wallflower Journal. We will be getting to this week's letter in just a few moments, but first, let's get into our pre-letter segment of the show called Roses and Thorns, where we recount the highs and lows of this week, starting with a thorn, so something that left me feeling dry or depleted or frustrated, and finishing off with my rose, something that fostered my inner world and brought me joy or built me up. And the purpose of recounting my roses and thorns is to invite you to reflect back on the various joys and difficulties that this past week brought you, even each new day brought you, and to encourage you to approach each week and day with a posture that is ready to soak up whatever joy might come your way and that is able to handle whatever hardships also might come your way. And so without further ado, my thorn this week was that it was just one of those weeks that was busier than I had anticipated as I started the week. And so it just wasn't what I was prepared for. And, different types of work started pouring in. And normally I can get a pretty good handle on all the different tasks that I have to get done in a particular week. But this was just one week where no matter how good of a handle I tried to get on what I needed to do, the work kind of just kept piling up and pouring in. And so it was just that type of week, unfortunately. But my rose is that it has been absolutely incredible to see so many notes and letters come in from those of you who bought the guided journal, the Wallflower journal, the guided journal that I came out with a few weeks ago. And I have just received so many notes from so many of you. And I just can't tell you that it truly makes my entire day to get a letter like that. And so it's just been so wonderful to know that the journal has been resonating with so many and that it is doing what I hoped it would when I put it together. So thank you to anyone that has ordered it, and also thank you to all of you who have decided to reach out and let me know that you enjoyed it. It really just means the absolute world. All right, so just a couple of things before I move on to the letter for this week. If you have been enjoying this podcast, please consider leaving a review. It really helps so very much to boost the podcast and get it in front of other people who could enjoy it and get something from it and might even identify with the letter that week. And of course, make sure to share with a friend. And lastly, I would love to encourage you to send in your own letter to dearwallflower@wallflowerjournal.com. My guests and I would be honored to have the opportunity to speak into the issues that you are facing in your story today. Okay, so let's move on to our letter for today, which covers a subject of struggling to get along and connect with other women. Dear Wallflower, I am a young married woman in my 20s. A little bit about me, I consider myself to be a high achiever. I run my own business, and I am currently pursuing a master's in a subject I'm passionate about, and I am married to a great guy. I'm very grateful for all that I have, but there's something missing. Long story short, more than anything, I want a friend, a kindred spirit, like the kind of friendship that Anne Shirley and Diana have. But unfortunately, I do not believe that girls like me. I've gone over the reasons as to why this might be, and I can't figure it out. I am naturally shy, but honestly, I've put work into becoming more outgoing and friendly. And it's not because I don't like stuff other girls like. I love fashion and rom-coms and good romance books and makeup, so it's not about interests. In fact, there have been multiple girls I've tried to be friends with that I share similar interests with, and I've asked multiple girls out for coffee and thought we had a good conversation and was surprised when they showed no interest in doing it again. And one of the most blatant and difficult things is I thought I was hitting it off with a couple of girls, and multiple times recently I've seen that they actually unfollowed me. And it left me baffled. I don't want to sound like a complainer, but this is a really deep hurt for me that is not new. I often feel deeply lonely and like there's something wrong with me. I see so many people online and in real life that have close friends, and I just don't know why I can't seem to get past this step. What is going on? Is it something wrong with me? Is it something wrong with them? Or are some people just not made to have close friends? Signed, Friendless and Confused. Well, first of all, thank you for sending in this letter. My heart really goes out to this writer and any others who might identify with this problem. It is so hurtful to be rejected by a group that you're supposed to be a part of, and by no desire of your own at that. That is perhaps the most hurtful thing about this whole situation, is that it feels like it's going completely against what you actually desire. But we've heard from countless studies at this point that loneliness is an epidemic. That means that more people are lonely than you think. And these studies also show that being lonely is incredibly detrimental to not just our mental health, but even our physical health. So this is a very real pain. And I am so sorry that you're dealing with this. It's not something to just brush off and ignore. There is a lot of shame that comes along with being a woman without close friends. And I think that's because we are pretty consistently told how naturally relational women are. And so I think we've all heard this narrative about women and friendship and how we are supposed to find kindred spirits so much more quickly and so much more easily than men are. And so when we feel incapable of doing that, it can feel like there is a sleep missing and like we're just not as good at being women as other women are, or like there is just something inherently wrong with us. And on top of that, perhaps even more unhelpfully, there is a popular narrative that if a woman doesn't have close female friends, then she is a red flag. It means that she's either toxic or weird or mean. And so this creates just so much embarrassment and shame and anxiety around the topic of female friendships. Now, speaking personally, I can really identify with this letter. Making friends has never come naturally to me. I have never been the girl that had a group of friends that, you know, we see on TV or in movies, and it looks so wonderful to have. That has just not been my story. And so I can totally relate with the very real pain of not only having difficulties finding friends, but often feeling rejected when you try to go about changing that. So I have wondered so many times, am I friend material? Is there something wrong with me? Am I not smart enough or cool enough or girly enough? And so while I'm still on the journey to figuring out what friendship looks like and how to find it, how to keep it, there are a few things that I've learned on my journey that I want to share with you and anyone who might identify with this letter today. So I'm going to start with most difficult first. I didn't know it at the time, but after some deep reflection and after people close to me helped me, I did find that there were things that I could be doing differently and better. So I'll go into some of the ways that I needed to grow before I could expect to be able to foster lasting friendships. So first off, I was someone who would just sit in the corner. Why do you think this podcast is called Dear Wallflower? But I would sit in the corner and wonder why nobody came up to me and nobody talked to me and nobody took interest in me. And so this might not be our writer today. It does sound like she maybe struggled with that. She did say that she's naturally shy. So all of that was because I had extreme social anxiety and I didn't want to say something stupid or come off wrong. And so I eventually had to work through that anxiety and choose to initiate and choose to be the first person to walk up to someone or to text someone else. And so once I had learned that, then I had to learn the art of having a conversation that went beyond, "Hi, what's your name?" And that took a while too. I had to learn how to ask questions, how to show interest in knowing the person sitting across from me, how to make eye contact. That was an uncomfortable thing for me for a long time. How to drive the conversation forward. Because a lot of times I would feel like a conversation would die pretty quickly as soon as we got past the first, you know, little niceties. And so a lot of that simply took allowing myself to see who I was as more than I had thought myself to be. So choosing to see myself as someone who could step up to the plate and be the friendly one, be the one that made the other person feel comfortable and feel good about themselves, and see myself not as the person who needed to be approached, but I could be the approacher. And that's not about denying who you are, but it's about seeing that we're all capable of, yes, being the one that's approached, but we're also all capable of being the one that is approaching the other person. So one thing that really helped me after I, you know, finally decided to be the one to initiate and start learning how to have conversations was reading the book, How to Win Friends and Influence People, which is essentially just about how to endear people to you. And I think I've mentioned it on this podcast before, but it just has so many helpful and practical tips about drawing people out and asking them interesting questions and seeming truly interested and invested in the person in front of you. Because don't we all love to have someone that seems really invested in the conversation that they're having with us and truly seems to want to know us? And so again, this took time and it took practice like any other new skill we pick up. It was certainly not good at it right away, but years down the road, this is an area that I have seen growth in for myself. And another thing I really had to work on was because I am an introvert, like probably many people listening today, I struggle to be open and to not guard myself. Because my natural disposition is to kind of hold people at arm's length for quite a while until I feel safe around them. So I had to learn how to work through that, how to overcome that, and even to be the first one to offer up some information about myself beyond, "Hi, my name is Kelia." I had to learn how to offer up something a little more intimate because we can't connect with people if we don't let them see us. And so these were some of the things that had started to help me connect with other girls. But if I am honest, even when I have done all of these things and I have grown significantly in all of these areas, I still to this day experience the same kind of thing that our writer talks about in her letter. Even after learning to talk to people, it doesn't always seem to work when I try to befriend someone. And so I've wondered why, too, just like our writer. And here are a few theories that I have for why we might find ourselves in this position. If you listening have also identified today with some of the things that our writer expressed, there are a few reasons that you might have found yourself here. So one theory I have is that we are pretty limited people. So we only have so much time and energy to put into our relationships. And so sometimes when it seems like someone is just not matching your interest in a friendship with them, sometimes it's just not about you. And it's actually not about anything that you did wrong or could have done right, but didn't. It's actually just about them, possibly, not having room in their life for a new friend or the kind of friendship that you are looking for. And so the way that I have thought about this that was actually really helpful to me is if you think about your life kind of as a movie that's being cast, right? We're not all casting for the same roles in our lives. So some people are casting for a side friend that comes in every few episodes, and others are casting for a best friend. And obviously, once a role is filled, you can't cast, you know, three best friends. So others might not be casting for the same role that you're casting for. And so even if you really feel like you hit it off with another girl, it might just not align, that she's not looking for the same kind of friendship. And that doesn't mean that it won't hurt. I understand that. But this is just often the reality. People sometimes just don't have space in their life for the type of relationship that you're looking for. And it's no bearing on your value or your worthiness as a friend. So another thing that our writer mentioned is that she is a pretty high achieving woman with a great husband. And so these are really amazing things to have. But anything that we do have in our lives, we have to understand that other people might not have those things. And so this can create a kind of difficult dynamic. And in the interest of honesty, something I've noticed is a struggle for women, and I say this because this is a struggle that I myself have had, we can have difficulty connecting with women who have things that we want but don't have. So I do think this can be a component to high-achieving women who are struggling to make close connections with other women. And so some of the antidotes might be to, you know, find people who are in a different field who have different things that they're chasing after. Perhaps even women who have achieved as much or even more than you, or women who are simply mature enough to not allow for jealousy to grow. And so that last category is hard to come by, but I promise you, they are out there. And I say that because I have met them myself. So last reason why, sometimes personalities simply do not mesh. And that's okay. There is beauty in every single personality, but that doesn't mean that ours is going to mix particularly well with theirs. And that's not something to force or make happen. It really is okay for two people to feel that while the other is fine and good, they don't seem to have all that much to talk about or connect over. Maybe they don't have the same passions or things that are driving them, getting them out of the bed in the morning, right? So no one is mean or bad in this scenario. And the reality is, this is probably what will happen most times when we go out and try to befriend others. And this just comes down to two people having different needs and different tastes in friends. So relationships are so much easier to form when you are doing things every day together. So that's why a lot of us probably had an easier time making friends in school or when we had a job that had us with the same coworkers 5 days a week, or when we were at college. And so I've heard from so many people, and I've experienced this myself, once we're out of those kind of day-to-day things where we have to see the same people every day, it can just make it that much more difficult to find and spend the time to connect with other people that is required to create a lasting relationship. And this is just the reality of the age that we live in. I have found it so much easier to connect with new potential friends when I was consistently involved in small communities that centered around a shared love or interest. And so the way to potentially go about solving this is finding a church where there are groups that that facilitate groups of people that are maybe in the same line of work as you or the same age group, finding groups of people who are involved in your passion. Back when I lived in New York, we had a wonderful group of artists that we would connect with all the time. And so that was a real gift, and that was a place where I felt friendships really grow. But these communities aren't always easy to find. But these are the things that, or the reasons that I personally have found it difficult to forge close friendships, that that our writer expressed feeling that similar difficulty. So if you want to figure out how to form closer friendships, because we've definitely talked about that, this letter was speaking to a different issue, but if you want to figure out how to form closer friendships, we have done a few episodes on that. So episode 27 was an episode about how to hold better conversations. That was a wonderful episode. And episode 23 was all about finding your kindred spirit friend. And even our first episode had a lot to do with how to make friends when you struggle with social anxiety. So we have a few good episodes that you can go back and listen to if you want to dive even deeper into this topic. And we also have a lot of articles on Wallflower Journal about friendships, how to make them, how to keep them. So I'm going to wrap all of this up by saying, don't give up. You deserve a friend. You are worthy of having a friend. And I feel your pain. It is very valid and it's very real. And don't assume that just because you've had a hard time that it's never going to happen, that you're just not made to have a friend. I've had that same thought myself, but I promise you, you are. Once again, thank you for sending in this letter, and I hope that I was able to offer some helpful insight for you, our letter writer, and anyone else listening who might have had the same struggle. It is time for the Maybe Suggest segment of the podcast, where I will suggest to you something that I have been reading, watching, eating, or wearing this week that made life just all the more beautiful. And so everything suggested will be linked in the description of this episode for you to check out, should there be a link for it. And this week there is a link for it. So I'm going to be suggesting a book called How Not to Die Alone. And it is a really delightful but also deep and touching book that centers around a man who has struggled all his life with deep, deep loneliness and how that has affected him. And as I read it, I found myself both, you know, chuckling and also nodding my head in understanding. And so if this episode has spoken to you at all, I think you might enjoy picking up a copy of How Not to Die Alone. Well, that is the episode for today. And if you want to get in contact with me, you can search my name on any of the socials and reach out. And of course, check out Wallflower Journal for articles about relationships, beauty, recipes, personal stories, and so much more. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much for listening to Dear Wallflower today. If you have a question you would like answered, you can send your letter to dearwallflower@wallflowerjournal.com. Every letter read will be kept totally anonymous. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your week.